Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellmead, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Alfreda Love, and today we have a very special presentation on varicose veins. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for giving us grace and mercy, as I always say, Heavenly Father. Thank you for restoring us in the right mind, and thank you for giving us an assurance that you are God and that beside you there are none other, Heavenly Father. We thank you for those who know you. We thank you for those who are going to know you, and we thank you for those who do not know you, Heavenly Father, because we know that you take care of each person on this earth. We know that you take care of the fowls of the air, and we know that each need that we have, Heavenly Father, you are able to meet it in your own time. Lord Jesus, we're asking you that you bless this broadcast to continue to be an uplifting element for those who need to be uplifted and for those who need to be comforted and for those who need just a word from you, Heavenly Father. We realize and recognize that health is very essential to our lives, so that because our temple is our church, Heavenly Father, and we're asking you, would you bless us to put those things into our church or our temple that will praise and edify you and help us to have a long and prosperous life as long as our days are on earth, Heavenly Father. We ask you, would you continue to help us to walk into our destiny, help us to walk into our mission, bless us to walk into the work that you would have set for us to do, Heavenly Father. Bless this broadcast to be something that is pleasing to your sight and that will help at least one person who is listening no more, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And once again, I get excited every time I get on air because I know, as I'm looking at my list here, I know that there are many individuals who need this information, including myself. But before I get started, I would like to read a scripture. And it's 2 Corinthians 5:7, and it says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." And I just want to interject something real quick before I start my Fit to Win Health segment on varicose veins. In this particular 2 Corinthians 5:7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." If the Lord has promised you something, whatever that something is, then you have to begin to believe in it. You have to begin to pray about it. You have to begin to work towards it. There is nothing more displeasureful or sad than an individual who the Lord has spoken to concerning your life or concerning your destiny, and you sit there and fail to react, fail to work towards what God has given you. So just make sure that we are continuing to work towards our faith, but in doing so, that we're listening to God along the way, because we don't want to miss the mark of the highest calling because we're going one way and God is telling us to go another way. Because, like I said, the doors are opening, you know. They're opening in the churches. They're opening in the world. They're opening in the business field. They're opening everywhere in the industries. And God has appointed particular people to enter those different entities, but you don't want to be caught or stuck going in the wrong direction. You want to go as God has ordained you or ordered you to go. In addition to that, you want to make sure that you are still maintaining your faith. And as I said before, if you lose anything or if you lose everything, always remember to keep your faith. Now, we're going to be talking about legs today, and we're going to be talking about varicose veins, all right? Varicose veins. There are a lot of ways to pronounce it, but for today, we're going to call it varicose veins. I have a little help here with technology, and we're going to incorporate technology, but first I want to give you a brief synopsis about my research concerning varicose veins, because I want you to have a little bit of history about it before I put on a video from a doctor. Now, most people know what these type veins are. Most people know that they can become enlarged. Most people know that they're typically on the legs, close to the thigh area. Sometimes it runs all the way down to the calf muscles. This is when basically you have a twisted or enlarged veins. And what the Lord is showing me right now, thank you, Jesus, is that, for instance, you have a water hose, okay, in your, you know, outside, all right, a sprinkler, and it's a rubber water hose. Well, whenever it gets twisted, if it wraps around something, because it's supposed to be straight, right, when you're trying to wash your car or watering your, you know, watering the flowers or plants. Well, whenever there is a twist in it, a twist in the rubber, then it's hard for the water to come out. So you find yourself forcing, right? You're like, what is going on? So you're pulling it back and forth, and then you say, oh, it's wrapped around something, or, oh, it's stuck. So that's what happens with the blood, okay? So the blood that is going from your veins to your heart becomes stuck. And so what happens is, you get twisted or enlarged veins because that blood is not flowing like it's supposed to. It's not flowing like a river, okay? And like I said, it's typically found in the legs and ankles, and it's very rare that it's found in any other area. But it's typically found in the legs and ankles. So what causes this? And we're going to watch this on the video, but I just want to give you brief synopsis. Weakened valves and veins in your leg. Now, the valves are responsible for the blood flow, as I said before, from your legs to your head. Okay, so we have to make sure that that is clear. We have to make sure that nothing is hindering it or blocking your blood from getting to your head. And what often happens is when you have this vein problem, varicose vein, then your blood is actually not entering or not flowing like it's supposed to. And as I'm saying this, I'm going to go ahead and give it like God gave it to me. This is the same thing that happens, and it causes hemorrhaging of the brain when your blood is not flowing. So just because it's your leg, and research suggests that it's not really detrimental to your health, it can cause other problems. So therefore, we have to be cognizant of making sure that the blood is flowing from our veins up to our head, okay? So when basically the blood refuses to move steady from your legs to your head, then the pressure builds up. It's just like when you're watering your garden and you're using a water hose and the water fails to come out. Well, there's something wrong. Something's blocking this. Either it's wrapped around something or it's tangled up or something. So even with this, the pressure starts to build up, and you start having blood clots. And once you start having this, then that's when your veins start twisting, and that's when your veins start getting enlarged because the blood is not flowing. The blood is actually stuck, okay? And it looks kind of – sometimes if you look at the pictures, I didn't put any pictures on site, but, you know, I'll post some later or you can look it up. It appears to be like rocks in your leg, and it's really not rocks. It's basically, it's the blood that's not flowing, okay? It's the blood that's not flowing from your legs to your heart, all right? And so the veins become weak and large and twisted because of this, okay? And many times a lot of people ask, well, what causes this, you know, because some people who are really athletic, some people who run, they have tendencies to have a little bit of this, but it's not really as prevalent as it is for someone who is inactive. So this is a genetic gene, and when I say genetic, it means that if it runs in the family, then pretty much you are subjected to it. Now, when I say subjected to it, is you have a likelihood of having varicose vein problems. So therefore, genetics is part of this particular problem, okay? Genetics plays a huge role in this problem, okay? So aging, you know, as we get older, that's everyone. No one's exempt, right? It's always a blessing to get older, but as we get older, this increases. You know, this increases because different things slow down, metabolism slow down, you know, blood flow, everything like that. Aging increases, so, you know, you have a likelihood of getting those varicose veins. Being overweight, pregnant, and standing a lot or sitting a lot, you know, you have to have a balance in life. You have to stand some and sit some. You can't stand all the time because it's really bad like I said, on your legs, and sitting all the time is bad on your legs. So you have to have a balance in life, all right? So some of the symptoms, and I'm going quickly because I have actually two videos that I would love to show you. The symptoms, the veins look dark blue. Your legs feel very heavy. And why does it feel heavy? Because your blood is stuck. Your blood is not going from your legs to your head, you know. So basically your body's trying to compensate for this, and it's just a lot of, you get fluid buildup and everything like that, but we'll talk about that later. I don't want to get too deep into this subject. I just want to hit the surface because I want you to start thinking about your legs. All right, you get this burning sensation, aching, pain, swelling, and you basically inherit the swelling from sitting or standing too long, as I said before. So you have to have a balance. You have to sit some, you have to stand some. But just make sure that you're not sitting too much. Make sure you're not standing too much, because that's really bad on your legs and causes that as well. So how can you treat this? Well, you can treat the varicose veins by elevating your leg, avoid standing and sitting too long, and exercise. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Now, there are a lot of laser surgeries out there that you may research, but if we understand what this is, okay, what varicose veins are, and if we understand how to treat it, and if we understand how to prevent it, then maybe we can do some of these things at home, okay, that would help with this particular element that is causing our body some pain. So what I want you to do is I am going to actually, I'm online right now, okay, and I have a video, and it's called Varicose Veins Simplified, and it's on YouTube, and I'm actually going to put it on my website. It is a commercial right now, and I'm going to turn it down, but I'm going to actually put this on my website right now. And if you go to, for those of you who are just joining in, and I'm going to wait on you, I'm going to hit pause real quick, like right now, because it's getting ready to come on. I just hit pause, so you're not missing anything. All right, I'm going to hit pause, and I'm going to my website, Facebook, and it's actually, I'm going to the Alfreda Love one, Alfreda Love. So I'm going to give you time to do that, because I really want you to start paying attention to your legs and start, you know, taking advantage of some of this information. Okay, so I'm actually going to go ahead and post this to all of my links. Okay, so what's going to happen is I'm going to post the website, okay, a YouTube video. Oh, Jesus. Give me just a second. I don't want to scare anybody with this video. Okay. Let me go here. Give me just a second. Okay, so what I want you to do, and we have time, so we don't have to rush, because you already have the information and you pretty well much know what's going on here. Okay, so what I want you to do is go to, I'm going to give you the website, and I'm going to also put the website on my page. Okay, so we're going to go to, I don't want to, the reason why I didn't show you the other one is because I don't want to show you the surgery, okay? I want to show you the top exercises. That's one of them I want to show you. And this basically shows you how to get rid of them. All right, so I'm going to put that on my site. Give me just a second. Because I want to make, you know, I want to make this real, but also we're not trying to give anyone a heart attack either by looking at this. Okay, so first of all, we're going to start off with the top exercises for varicose veins. All right, and so I'm putting this on all of my web pages, so either page that you hit, then it'll be on there. So what you're going to do, we're going to click on it, okay? I'll give you time to click on it. I just posted it. It says top exercises for varicose veins, okay? So we know about why. We understand why we get varicose veins. Now we need to understand some top exercises for it, okay? And this is only 41 seconds. I'm going to turn it up. So my... first exercise you see is basically running, and it deals with heredity, it deals with genes, pregnancy. They can be caused by slowing down of the blood flow, so it makes sense to exercise to increase the blood flow to the heart, so exercise is very vital. And so basically, what that video just shows you, very simply, is you need to exercise. If you're not exercising, start exercising. It doesn't mean that you have to run miles and miles, but just start exercising. Now, I wanted to show you one more video, because we have 14 minutes. I wanted to show you one more video. And this particular video that I wanted to show you, actually, there were several, but this particular video has to do with the signs and symptoms. I didn't want to promote the surgeries because I want you to see what the signs and symptoms are, and I want you to see what we can do to prevent it and what we can do if there is a form of varicose veins. So we're going to look at the signs and symptoms.
Symptoms of varicose veins.
And I'm going to actually wait on you, and I'm going to copy and paste the video. How about that? Copy and paste the video and give you time to get there. Because like I said, we still have 14 minutes, and I want to make sure that I'm giving you the information so that you will know what's going on with this. Because some people are visual learners, some people are kinesthetic, some are tactile, and so I want to make sure I'm meeting all the needs of everyone. Because I can sit up here and I can give you my research, but basically these videos parallel the research that was performed. So here we go. Let's see here. Okay. Those are the pictures. All right, so are y'all ready? Is everybody in there? It's like 6 minutes and 5 seconds. And so we're going to kind of, with these 6 minutes, I want you to watch. Okay, so here we go. We're going to watch it for a little bit.
Include swelling of the legs, a throbbing sensation, restless leg syndrome. Perhaps 80% of restless leg syndrome patients are taking drugs for no reason. What they really need is treatment directed towards the venous insufficiency that causes swelling in their legs. Patients' legs are more fatigued than they should be. They feel heavy and aching at night. There's cramping, difficulty walking, itching and burning of the skin, skin discoloration, and chronic insufficiency can cause even more serious complications, including eczema, inflammation of the tissues, actual ulcers, deep vein clots, pulmonary emboli, and bleeding. One reason to treat varicosities is not only to improve the comfort of the legs and the cosmetic appearance of the legs, but also to limit superficial thrombophlebitis, which in itself is not dangerous. It's quite painful when superficial veins become clotted, hard to touch, hot, but this will resolve on its own in a few weeks. However, people with superficial thrombophlebitis have an increased incidence of deep vein thrombosis, the kinds of clots that can become pulmonary emboli that can progress up to your heart and through the heart into the lungs. We have many male patients who deny fatigue and heaviness. They say, well, it's just my bulging varicose veins. My 5-year-old pokes at them. I'm embarrassed to go to the beach. And they call up the next week and say, Doc, it's a miracle. My legs feel so much better. And oftentimes I find myself saying, Fred or Bill or whoever, I'm looking at your chart, and you said that you had no pain. And I documented that it was for cosmetic reasons only. You know, Doc, I guess I just didn't realize how uncomfortable my legs were. I thought that was normal aging. Causes of varicose veins include genetics. Certainly if your mother or father had varicose veins, you have a much greater risk. Pregnancies. The veins are dilated because the uterus is pressing on the venous return. The valves become separated and many times no longer function. Many of our patients date their varicose vein problems from their first, second, third pregnancy. Obesity has long been thought to be a cause of varicose veins and venous insufficiency, but we don't see that so much. Many thin runners have terrible varicose veins. We have professional hockey and soccer players, people extremely fit, not obese at all. It seems to be that it's the miles, not the years, or obesity that contributes to varicosities and to valve failure. Occupations that require standing a great deal, standing for long periods of time, seem to promote the development of venous insufficiency. It's easiest to understand venous insufficiency if you imagine a tree, an upside-down tree, with the trunk being the saphenous veins, these veins that I mentioned that run about an inch below the surface and drain the superficial aspects of one's leg. A tree made out of rubber tubes, a big trunk, downwards larger branches, if swollen become varicosities, smaller vessels, smaller branches that would become reticular veins and twigs that are spider veins. If the valves aren't continuing to let venous blood flow one way to the heart, if they're not supporting that column of blood every 6 inches or so, then everything downwards from that incompetent vein distends, has increased flow, and the skin suffers from all that pressure. The saphenous veins run in the leg from the groin area all the way down to the medial ankle, and from the back of the knee down the posterior calf. There's a greater saphenous vein and the lesser or small saphenous vein. This is a picture of the valves. They're small flaps. They occur about every 6 inches. They open as the blood flows upwards towards the heart, and they close as the blood begins to return. If they're incompetent and not working, the blood flows right back down the legs. Your calf muscles squeeze the blood. The muscles in your legs squeeze the blood. The blood has to go upwards. When your muscles relax, those valves should stop the blood from flowing back down. If they're failing, the blood flows back down the leg, and all the pressure of that column of blood is transmitted to everything below. So, what goes wrong? Damaged valves cause flow down the veins and increased pressure. This leads to dilated veins, varicosities, reticular and spider veins, and damaged microcirculation, with leakage of fibrin and blood cells causing the changes of stasis, dermatitis, eczema, ulcers, hyperpigmentation, swelling, and lipodermatosclerosis.
Okay. So you have the basic gist of what's going on as far as the varicose veins. You understand what it is, you understand the signs and symptoms, and you understand some of the treatments, which is basically exercising. It has a lot to do with what we eat. As I said, I'm going to incorporate some of the foods that will help with this, as well as I'm incorporating with the cancer-fighting foods as well. A lot of people have inboxed me concerning information that they are concerned about the varicose veins as for and the cancer and anything that relates to health and wellness on the station. So I'm going to incorporate some of those things together because I feel that, and I know through research, that is very vital. Health is very vital, and although varicose veins seem very minute, it seems like it's insignificant. To our health, it's very significant because it deals with your blood flow. And research has not proven this yet, but the blood that goes to your brain, if it's clotted, that's how blood clots are formed in the brain. I don't see any research yet. I am researching it myself, but I just want you to know that for the surface part, the only thing that we need to really worry about right now is eating right exercising, doing those things that's conducive to our bodies, because I'm going to continue to give you the information. So you don't need to, you know, worry about what I just said as far as the research hasn't proven yet. But what we do need to worry about is the foods that we consume and what we put in our bodies and what we do with our bodies and to our bodies. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and go with the announcements. But I wanted to tell you to make sure that you are continuing to monitor what you eat, continue to monitor your legs and body, because it's very important that we take care of our temple, okay? So I'm changing. I'm going to the right now, and these are the announcements. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by having them log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freedalove, FREDALOVE. And I will give you an update, God's willing, about a few weeks, as I will be moving the radio station to another broadcast, and it will have more features and a lot more people can listen in, and it won't be a limit and things of that nature. The Fashion Line, the Fashion Line, the Fashion Line is here. Fashions by Love is here. Fashionsbylove.com is here. Be sure to share that website with your family and friends. All right. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, community leaders, publicists, you can Facebook me, Alfreda Love, A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or you can inbox me or email me at emoneya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the show. I'd love to feature you on the show. I still have people inboxing me as well about different shows. Be sure to check out the Stella Awards. Be sure to check out some of the concerts that are going on around the world that you can attend if you're in that region. Please support those gospel artists. The Rhythm of Gospel Awards. Check out Beezy, B-E-E-Z-E-E. She will be on my show pretty soon, or my ministry pretty soon, talking about her holy hip-hop rap game. So be sure to support her and check her out. She also has her CD, which is released, has been released. If you would just look up her page, B-E-E-Z-E-E, you will find some information about her as well. We have 2 minutes and 57 seconds. I want to, first of all, thank God for many blessings, for many doors, for many opportunities that I've just discovered, well, through the grace of God, amen. Thank God for my family and my friends, those who I know now, those who I'm going to know, those who I'm going to know in the future. And I just want to say I appreciate all the support, the listening support that you guys give. And I hope you enjoyed church yesterday. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast yesterday. It was very uplifting and fulfilling. We enjoyed Mr. Casey Jordan. Be sure to check out some of our previous broadcasts. We had a lot of gospel artists. We had authors. I mean, we had just a lot of people, a plethora of people who came on the show and just showed what God has blessed them with. And I really like that. It's a true testimony. So without further ado, if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Be sure, be sure, be sure, be sure. First of all, again, that you uplift your family and friends by letting them know about blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. I'm still in full effect here. I'll let you know when we get ready to move. That's blogtalkradio.com/freedalove, F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E. Also, be sure to let your artists and your promoters and community leaders and publics be sure to tell them about my Facebook page and my email and all that good stuff. And also be sure to support Beezy for the Rhythm of Gospel Awards. And I repeated those announcements on purpose. But I just want you to know that I will be back on Wednesday. You will be praying with love on Wednesday. So until next time, take care of yourselves and each other, and be sure, be sure, be sure. On tomorrow, since we don't have a show, to be sure to check out some of the previous shows. Thank y'all so much for listening. Have a blessed, 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 blessed day. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.